Welcome to the NewsRamp Environmental and Energy Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, and I'm thrilled to have you with us today. NewsRamp.com curates the latest business news from leading newswires, bringing you the most relevant stories to keep you informed and inspired. Now, a quick note before we dive in. While this podcast is produced with the assistance of AI and AI voices, rest assured that the stories we're sharing are very real, and the complete news stories can be found at NewsRamp.com. It's Monday evening, August 11th, 2025, and we have a lineup of environmental and energy headlines and stories that you won't want to miss. So grab your coffee, lace up those running shoes, or settle into your favorite chair, and let's get started. Here is our first headline. Royalty Management Holding Corporation announces second quarter 2025 financial results and reports 374% year-over-year six-month revenue growth. Royalty Management Holding Corporation has announced their second quarter 2025 financial results, showing a 374% year-over-year revenue growth. The company reported total revenues of over $2.2 million for the first half of 2025 compared to approximately $416,000 for the same period in 2024. Total assets increased to approximately $16.9 million, with total shareholders' equity rising to about $14 million. The company's CEO, Thomas Sov, highlighted the company's expansion and revenue growth, with key investments contributing to overall growth. Royalty Management also paid its inaugural quarterly cash dividend to shareholders in the second quarter of 2025, with a focus on creating shareholder value through organic and acquisitive expansion, as well as new thematic investments in critical minerals and rare earth elements.
Recircle Ontario's inaugural sustainability report shows nearly 27,000 tons of food waste diverted from landfills in California. Recircle Ontario, a leader in organic waste recycling, announced its inaugural sustainability report for 2024, showcasing the diversion of nearly 27,000 tons of food waste from California landfills. The company's efforts align with state laws and national goals to reduce food waste by 50% by 2030. Through innovative strategies, Recircle Ontario repurposed waste into recycled products like animal feed and biofuel, achieving a total greenhouse gas avoidance of 13,861 metric tons. With a focus on low-carbon energy and fuel consumption, the company operates a dedicated site and fleet of trucks for seamless integration. Recircle Ontario collaborates with 10-plus recycling partners and serves over 100 customers in Southern California, supported by advanced traceability systems and a lab for quality assurance. For more information, visit recircleorganics.com. ES Gold Corp, EQBSAUF, mining operation in Quebec shows open potential for revenues. ES Gold Corp is revitalizing the Montauban mine site in Quebec with plans to extract revenues from mineral recovery. The company aims to launch tailings cleanup next year, using the funds to explore the mineral system further. With 265 mining claims covering 13,116 hectares, ES Gold is gearing up for revenue generation at the historic Montauban Mine Project. Stay updated on ESAF News in the company's newsroom. For more information on Mining Newswire and its services, visit miningnewswire.com. StoreOne's efficient platform cuts Storage Guardian's data center footprint by 80%. StoreOne, known for its efficient storage platform, announced a milestone in its partnership with Storage Guardian. By using StoreOne's software-defined storage platform, Storage Guardian reduced its storage footprint from 9 cabinets to 2 while expanding services. Storage Guardian offers backup, disaster recovery, and cyber resilience services using Veeam and automation workflows to protect workloads. This consolidation not only reduced physical space and power consumption, but also improved service delivery. StoreOne's platform optimizes storage operations, enabling Storage Guardian to scale sustainably and efficiently. By integrating leading data protection tools, Storage Guardian achieves faster backup and recovery times, proving that efficient infrastructure can reduce costs, improve services, and meet sustainability goals simultaneously.
Safari Soiree returns to Blank Park Zoo for a night of Jurassic fun and conservation. Blank Park Zoo in Des Moines, Iowa is hosting Safari Soiree, a night of prehistoric fun and conservation on September 4th at 5:30 p.m. Guests can enjoy food, drinks, and entertainment while supporting vital conservation efforts. A silent auction from August 28th to September 6th will offer unique items. The zoo's educational programs help families connect with wildlife and learn about conservation. Blank Park Zoo is committed to wildlife preservation through research, outreach, and initiatives like phone recycling for gorillas. Visitors can donate, volunteer, adopt animals, or participate in zoo programs to support the cause. DC Blocks lands $1.5 billion green loan to develop Atlanta Data Center Campus. DC Blocks has secured $1.15 billion in green loan financing for a data center campus in Douglas County, Georgia. The funds will support a 120-megawatt data center with an additional 80 megawatts available by 2027. This project follows recent DC Blocks expansions across the Southeast, including hyperscale edge nodes. With Atlanta being the fastest-growing data center market in the U.S., DC Blocks is poised for significant growth. The financing, led by ING Capital LLC, Mizuho Bank, Litid, and Natixis CIB, positions DC Blocks to meet the rising demand for digital infrastructure in the region. Post Road Group, a key investor, commended DC Blocks' customer-focused approach. For more information, visit www.dcblocks.com.
Sigler Guff leads refinancing for AeroFarms as vertical farming advances with profitable push. AeroFarms, the indoor vertical farming company based in Ringgold, VA, has secured refinancing led by Sigler Guff to support operations in Danville, VA. The company also raised equity financing to fund pre-construction activities at a second farm. AeroFarms aims to provide local food production while preserving natural resources. Sigler Guff, along with Waterside Commercial Finance, provided interim financing until an expected permanent USDA-guaranteed loan is received. The new loan offers a more favorable interest rate and interest-only terms. The equity funding came from existing investors, including Grosvenor Food and AgTech and IKEA subsidiary Inca Investments. AeroFarms, which emerged from bankruptcy in 2023, has focused on profitable microgreens production and has been successful in recent quarters. AeroFarms raises fresh equity, refinances debt in profitable push. AeroFarms, the indoor vertical farming company based in Ringgold, Virginia, has successfully refinanced its debt and raised new equity financing to support its operations. The company's CEO, Molly Montgomery, emphasized their vision of providing local food production while preserving natural resources. With support from investors like Sigler Guff and Waterside Commercial Finance, AeroFarms has secured interim financing and a more favorable interest rate for its operations. Despite a decline in funding for vertical farming companies, AeroFarms has demonstrated profitability and sustainability, focusing on producing microgreens at scale. With a strong emphasis on higher margin products, AeroFarms aims to play a significant role in the global fresh food supply chain.
UGI upgrades in Easton could provide opportunities to convert to natural gas. UGI Utilities, Inc. is set to begin a natural gas main replacement project in Easton on August 18th. This project provides an opportunity for homes and businesses along the route to convert to natural gas. The work will take place on several streets in Easton, with construction scheduled Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. Drivers, residents, and business owners may experience road closures, detours, and parking restrictions. Some interruptions to natural gas service are expected, requiring access to properties for inspection and equipment relighting. The new natural gas main installation is anticipated to be finished by early December, with final paving and restoration to follow. UGI encourages those interested in converting to natural gas to contact them at 800-276-2722 or gasconversion@ugi.com. UGI Utilities, Inc. serves over 760,000 customers, and more information is available at www.ugi.com.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Environmental and Energy Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7 PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.